Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, listening wherever you are on niagaraswatercooler.com, coming to you live from Cornerstone Community Federal Credit Union Arena in downtown historic picturesque Lockport, New York. This is Lockport Express Hockey. Tonight they host the Skylands Kings, and joined in the booth by Craig Bacon. I'm Howard Balaban, and we'll be bringing you live game action of tonight's contest. And the teams are taking the ice, so we're having a very quick pregame. Craig, very quick thing to mention, this is the only team in the division Lockport currently leads.
By 1 point, I think.
So if anything, it's going to be a very, on paper, a good game.
And we have a short show, pregame show here, because Howie was still living on Tuesday with a friend of ours. I suppose it was an interesting conversation. While you were talking about that, I was talking with one of the parents who used to coach hockey about how he sees the team. And there's a little more pep in the step during warm-ups today.
Really?
Yes.
Well, a lot of that has to do with some of the changes behind the bench that I'm sure we'll be addressing as the game wears on.
There is one new guy behind the bench, one guy who's been there so far every game this season, and one guy returning to behind the bench this evening.
So a lot to discuss as this game progresses, and I imagine that there will be several stoppages in play where we can address those changes.
And that would be wonderful.
Yes. So.
I almost literally said Nicolas Cage. Dude, what? I play hockey. Oh. If I get mad, I say, hey, man.
If he gets checked into the boards, it's because he stole the Declaration of Independence.
That's right.
Okay, yes.
The map to the net is written on the back.
That's right. The net, it's over there, yes. Very few turns. So starting lineups being announced right now. Real quick, going through them for Lockport. Nick Grupp, Gibby Stewart, Andrew Logar, Dominic Sinise, and Luca Mazzo.
It is Luca Mazzo's birthday today, so happy birthday to Luca.
Very nice. And for the Skylands Kings, starting for them, number 15, Craig Garrigan. Number 17, that would be Nicholas King. Number 19, Edward Klein. Number 18, Stephen Ford. And number 7, Mike Civic, who's from Florida, New Jersey. And just like that, we are moments away from face-off here at Cornerstone. A place I'm trying to call the bank, but I don't think it's really taking on.
I call it the Roundhouse.
The Roundhouse?
Because it's deal with trains and the rink is round-ish.
Ish. Yeah. Okay, whatever you say.
Interesting start to the game for the pregame. For all season, we've seen the starting lineup just kind of tap their sticks at the red line by Sammy Fitzpatrick, and tonight they skated on up to the blue line.
Fitzpatrick is in goal for the Express tonight. He is their undisputed number one goaltender. In goal for the Kings is number 30, Matthias Ittering, a Norway native, if I'm reading this correctly.
Norway.
Yeah, no, nice, nice. Play is underway off the faceoff. It has been dumped into the Skyland zone. Nobody's really gained any full control yet. Behind the net goes Skylands, and they get it up the boards. It is finally chipped out to center ice. Logar's back to get it. Logar gets it up to Sinise. Sinise hits his man off the puck as they both go for it. Puck goes to across the ice, though. Goes to, that would be Logar. Logar up to Stewart. Stewart leads the rush, gets it to Sinise at the center ice area. Sinise goes around one defender, loses the puck, and Skylands comes away with it. Skates out through center ice. One player loses a glove.
And he's offsides.
He's offsides in the process.
His glove was way offsides.
Well, if his hand was in the glove, that would really be of a problem. But it was just a glove, and he picks it up, and we're all okay.
It was like a gadget arm. Go, go, gadget arm.
Yes. It didn't work, though. Braz was on the draw. He wins it back, and Skylands has it, but loses it. Bodami had
Bodami
it briefly.
Almost had it.
And Skylands comes back 2-1-2. They dump it into the far right corner. Duffy goes back to get it. He loses an edge, and Skylands comes away with it. And the pass out to the point is intercepted by Schweikert, and he comes away with Santiago. The two of them go into the zone, and it bounces in on Ittering, who's forced to cover and hold for a faceoff.
They actually counted that as a shot. I would not.
I would not have counted that as a shot. It was one of those things that just kind of floated in, but what are you going to do?
I'm actually going to keep track of where the shots are coming from, so we'll see. There's a shot.
And that was also covered up for a faceoff. I see that you are. Oh, look at that. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time all season, Craig has a shot chart in front of him. This is going to be fun.
We can discuss between the periods on where the shots are coming from and how successful they've been.
Bodami is having some discussion on the draw with Dylan Dinzik. They're discussing whether or not Christmas music should be played this early in the year.
No would be the answer.
Well, it's already on one of the local radio stations. And
no would be the answer.
Okay. Bodami actually winds up with the puck after the faceoff, but he lost the draw. Schweikert has it now in the far right corner. Santiago battling for it behind the goal line, and it comes out to Landry. Landry gets it up the boards, but Evoy is there first for Lockport. He winds up skating it back in, loses it as he gains the Skylands blue line. Also lost his stick. Skylands comes away with it. This is Landry down the left wing boards. Landry firing. It's bounced on Fitzpatrick. Actually, it hit Fitzpatrick and bounced away, I should say. Now it's beneath the Lockport goal line. It battles along the boards away from the puck. Duffy and that looks like Landry are exchanging words. Evidently, Landry wants Christmas music played now. Sorry, that's not Landry.
Wow, the ref has him right off the ice. Lifted him right off the ground. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
I don't think I have either.
He's not a very big linesman either, and he just picked him right up off the ground.
He must lift, bro. Bruce is going to the box. Duffy is going to the box. And I don't think that's going to qualify as a fight. I would imagine
it was an arm wrestling match without arms.
I can deal with that. Yes, it was a. We'll wait on the penalty calls. It will be no change in manpower for either side.
It was kind of like a rough hug.
Yes, but they don't have a penalty for hugging, so it's going to be probably 2 minutes for roughing or 5 minutes for fighting. Both coincidental. Nobody's going to be losing any manpower. That puck is shot on Fitzpatrick after faceoff, and he's able to cover that for a faceoff. Another one. Net was dislodged momentarily, but is back on its pegs, and we're waiting the draw. This is Metzler in with Garrigan. The puck is won by Lockport, and skating away with it is Tomasi.
Tomasi with a haircut.
Tomasi also with, I believe, the first game he's played here at home in a couple months. Skylands gets it off the dump in, and they control, but get it out to the...
Give him 2 minutes for delay of game.
Duffy got a delay of game penalty? Interesting.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah, delay of game.
I have never, ever heard 2 minutes delay of game coincidental minors, but that is what was called. Again, no change in manpower. Skyland's looking to change the score. And
bouncing
the
puck
floated out to center ice, unable to get there in time, was Ferrara.
I would imagine those two offsetting penalties are more of a warning.
Yes. If anything, that would... good observation, Greg. I would agree with that. Meanwhile, play is continuing in the far right corner, and nobody's really able to come away with it cleanly. We're 3 minutes into this game, and nobody has been able to come away with any significant control of play or establish themselves one way or the other.
Oh.
Through center ice, there comes Braz. Bounced off the end boards and is swung around. Skylands has it at the blue line. The point shot is fired in, and... off the stick, say Fitzpatrick watches the puck up into his glove, and we'll get a draw in the Lockport zone.
We're having the same issue with the puck that we had the last game against Rock City. This puck is bouncing quite a bit tonight.
That faceoff.
That was an odd win.
Was the puck even touched by the people taking the faceoff?
I don't think
so. Okay. Grupp had it, and once he gained his own blue line and got out of the zone, he went for a pass that wound up going nowhere, and Skylands recovered. Back the other way come the Kings. Vanderhoff had it, and his teammates were in far ahead of the play, and indeed it wasn't offsides. So, Craig, tell us about the changes behind the Lockport bench.
After the last game against Rock City, the 7-5 loss last Sunday, Brian Becker was relieved of duties, and Frank Vecchio, the general manager and the coach the last two seasons, was brought back in to coach. They kept on Greg Penke as assistant coach, and they added Scott Rutherford as the skills and assistant coach.
Okay. Interesting to see if we see any noticeable changes in pace of play as this game progresses. And right now it's progressing in the Skyland zone, and Lockport unable to make any headway on the previous rush. Carrigan brings it in.
Another offside.
Once again, Skyland's very offsides. Lionel Landry was about a stick's length ahead of Carrigan.
I can tell you one thing that I've seen different so far. Greg Penke is standing on the bench, pointing to his players as they're doing changes. And as he watches the play, he's got his notebook out. I can see him right now writing. And he's a little more active than we've seen in previous games.
Don't know whether that's by design or maybe given a little bit more freedom. We'll have to ask Coach after the game. We believe he's going to be joining us in a post game, but that's still quite a ways away. We're only 4 minutes into this one, and still no score, still very few shots on goal. Scoreboard reads 3 shots for Skylands, 2 for Lockport. Evoy, beneath his own goal line, collects the puck and skates out of the zone, gains the red line, and gains the Skylands blue line. Fires it. It's deflected by the defenseman guarding him. Goes around the net. And Evoy, still with the puck, goes out to the point. It is dumped right back in and swung around the boards. Duffy waiting at the other point just in case it gets to him. It does not. Skylands has it first. The puck is deflected on a clearing attempt. Schweikert has it now. Schweikert dumps it right back in for Lockport. And Skylands is able to come away with it. Skating it out of the zone is Klein. Klein fires it. It is deflected off a stick and goes high and very wide. Lockport with it now, trying to get out of their own zone, and Klein is able to collect. It bounces in front of Fitzpatrick, and it's sitting right in front of his legs. Now the puck is going to be fired on, and a gaggle of bodies is right in front of the net. It was never really put on cleanly, and Santiago has it and just dumps it away. It is a non-icing. There was one arm that was raised and another set of arms that was not, and that is how it wound up going. And now it's back in the Skyland zone. The puck is fired. And it hits the defenseman before it gets on goal. Lockport looking to get something here.
Another shot there.
Several different shots do not get in, and Skylands is able to come away unscathed. And this one is also not icing. Back to get it is Tomasi. Tomasi trying to clear the puck. Winds up hitting a Skylands player's stick. And then it is
nice
chipped away.
Nice poke check.
Very nice poke check made by Sokol. And now we're going to get a call. I believe this one's going to be offsides.
Both teams so far are doing pretty good at keeping shots to the outside. I think they had one shot right in front of Fitzpatrick. All the rest have been to the outside. Maybe two if you count that one that was almost on the red line, about 3 feet out.
Metzler on this faceoff for Lockport. The puck is one back to the point, fired by Kovtunov. The puck was unable to be gloved down by Ittering, and Lockport still maintains control. That puck is fired by Kovtunov. He's trying to wrap around and put the shot on. Oh, my goodness. I don't know how he was able to get that puck that high up, but...
From that close.
Trying to illustrate that, Kovtunov was falling down, and as he went to shoot it over a sprawled-out goalie from just above the crease area, the puck went over the goalie, over the net, and over the back glass and into the netting. That was impressive to watch, to say the least. And due to the puck going out of play, the faceoff came outside the zone, but Lockport wins it into the Skyland zone immediately. Mazo's taken down and stays down, to protect himself for a brief moment. Mazo now in the corner trying to make something happen. Gets it out to the point where Grupp has it. Grupp just fires it back down around the corner boards. Lockport controlling play. This is Logar. Gets it out to down to Mazo. And the back pass toward Logar went through the slot. And Skylands has it, trying to clear it.
Oh,
Logar is able to, intimidate his man into giving up the puck. And goes around the boards again.
Puck again, right out in front.
I don't think anybody really wanted the puck on that last flurry before it came out of the zone. And finally, it is brought down to the Lockport end, and Sinise has it. Sinise plays it up to Stewart, who touch passes it to Logar, but it was too far for him, and now Skylands has it back. The cross-ice feed to Carrigan was intercepted by Stewart, and then he gets it to Logar. Now it's a 2-on-1 with Schweikert and Sinise. The back pass to Sinise was too far behind him. And are they calling an offsides on that?
Yeah, it's totally offsides.
Did Sinise touch the puck?
He didn't. He was offsides, and he kept on. He had so long to clear it, clear yourself, and he didn't. He kept on pushing the play. I'm looking at the shot clock. They have things a little bit backwards here. It should be 6-5 in the other direction.
Okay. Puck fired on Ittering. He gloves that one down. Again, the shot from the outside came from the far reaches of the right faceoff circle. Here's something you don't see every day. A goalie with an A on his sweater.
With an A? Oh, wow. Yes. Did Ryan Miller have one for the Sabres a couple years ago?
Oh, wait a minute. Everybody seems to have an A. Okay. Some of them don't. That's interesting. And no, I do not know if Miller had an A. Puck is bouncing toward the slot area after the faceoff and was never put on goal. Skylands comes out of the zone. It's a 1-on-2. Fired on Fitzpatrick. He pads it away to the sideboards. Some bodies go flying next to him. And Bodami is back to collect the puck. Stewart helps him out. Stewart on the right wing side gets it out to Thornton. Had it, lost it. It's a 2-on-none and a nice poke check.
Oh, that's off. Offsides.
And they do call offsides. Fitzpatrick was able to poke check that all the way out of the zone.
He was past the faceoff circle dots there.
He had no choice. It was a desperation move, and it paid off for Fitzpatrick. Nice play by the goalie. Keeping this a 0-0 tie with 11:32 remaining here in the first period. Evoy with the puck off the faceoff. Duffy has it and tries to get it up the ice. And going to come to Metzler off a touch pass by Ferrara. Ferrara, I believe, is a new player, to the
just
roster.
Got him yesterday? Just signed yesterday or Thursday? Oh, wow. Crash.
Crash, boom, bang. Puck is battled for on the end boards. And the centering feed was fanned upon by Sokol. Golden opportunity there in front. Evoy had it and lost it. And now skating back the other way is Braz. Braz has it. It goes around the end boards. Fitzpatrick plays it up the wall. Back to get it are the Kings. Nobody really coming away with it cleanly. Sokol had it once again. A fanned on shot. It hit the heel of the stick. And Lockport seems to be gaining some small amount of momentum here in the last minute or so with a few decent opportunities. Skylands has answered with that chance that Fitzpatrick was able to poke check away. Still nobody able to really put their stamp on this one yet as we near the halfway mark of the first period. Mazo on the faceoff for Lockport. I'm sorry, that was Sinise on the faceoff. The puck is won by the Kings, and they have control in their own zone. Cross-ice feed is connected upon, and then when it goes back the other way, it's lost to Sinise. Sinise has it with Mazo. Sinise fires. Mazo was on the left wing. The puck was unable to get to him. Logar had it and lost it, and then Skylins is able to poke check it away.
Another.
A foot race here as Bruce has it and fires it right past Fitzpatrick's left leg. And the semi-breakaway chance is capitalized on as Skylins takes a 1-0 lead at 9:58 of the first period. Just a bit of an offensive zone breakdown by Lockport to lead to that chance.
And honestly, neither team looks like they're really ready to play tonight.
I think that would be accurate. This faceoff was won by Lockport, brought in by Gibson Stewart. Gets it down into the far right corner, but not much more after that. Skylins comes away with it after a few battles along the boards. Battle four in the front, and then it fired right on Fitzpatrick. That shot made by Michael Civic. It was a golden opportunity right at the hash marks in the center. And Fitzpatrick stood tall. Lockport now trying to get out of their own zone. Grupp goes to Stewart around the end boards, and then up the ice it goes to Santiago, who has one man to beat, and he does so.
Wow, he was putting himself off sides and didn't call it.
He got away with it, exactly. Skylins comes away with it, so. Landry and Dinzik get the assist on Bruce's marker. Gibson has it now behind his own goal. Gets it up the ice, tries to find Schweikert. Winds up coming to the point, and his shot is fired by Michael Civic, and Fitzpatrick has to glove it down. We now reach the media timeout portion of the first period, and media timeouts are brought to you by the Schoolhouse Wellness Center. Take a timeout for yourself with yoga, Tai Chi, Qigong, meditation, and more. Call 433-8782 to schedule an appointment with one of our licensed massage therapists, or visit schoolhousewellness.com for class schedules. And as always, our game broadcasts are brought to you by Howell Motors Ford, where friends send friends. Howell Motors Ford at 6488 Ridge Road in Wright's Corners, 433-1800.
I've been here for about since 7 o'clock. I'm not sure what food they're cooking in here tonight, but it absolutely smells wonderful. Cotton Eye. I was at my daughter's dance class the other day. I heard a Muzak version of Cotton Eye Joe.
I may have
puked in my mouth a little bit.
I was about to ask you about that because I got that text message about a Muzak version of Cotton Eye Joe. I have actually called different companies before. You know how you get put on hold and the music is playing in the background? One place I called years ago actually had, like, the Beatles' greatest hits playing in the background. So when they finally picked up the phone after about 10 minutes, I don't know what I was doing with those 10 minutes, I asked if they could put me back on hold. I was enjoying the music so much. It was the Beatles.
How can you go wrong with the Beatles?
You can't go wrong with the Beatles. Off the faceoff, Sokol gets the puck bounced up into his chin, and he just kind of lays it down the ice. I think Skylins might have been able to touch that up, but they call it an icing nonetheless. Sokol had gone off for a change immediately, and since the puck was hitting his face, I don't know how that one, they got away with one there, it looks like.
Oh, just barely out.
That somehow, a hand pass.
Hand pass.
Very disjointed first period. Am I wrong in that?
No, it is very disjointed.
No flow to this period whatsoever. A lot of back and forth that really hasn't been successful one way or the other, except for that breakaway. Braz has it, fires it, and Fitzpatrick is able to collect that one right in the breadbasket. Holds for a faceoff. 8:37 remaining here in the first period at Cornerstone Arena. 1-0 Skylins Kings.
I can tell you already, looking at these shots on this thing, There's some breakdown in the Buffalo, yeah. The lockboard defense here.
What is this? A high sticking. Stick? On who?
Played it with a high stick? Next time they went to the box, are they?
They're sending Josh Eboy to the box for their high stick. That evaded both sets of eyes here on the microphone. I didn't see it. Did you?
I did not see it.
Okay. Those French fries in front of us smell delicious.
They smell fantastic.
Not good for my cholesterol, but smelling them ain't going to hurt me. Bodami's here on the draw as Lockport now is forced to go to the penalty kill. Skylands with the first man advantage of the evening. They play a little bit of catch with an umbrella setup. The puck is nice deflection attempt. It's fired on goal by Civic, and Garrigan was there to make the deflection. Fitzpatrick followed it all the way and covers for a faceoff. It's going to be to his left. Bodami, Schweikert, Stewart, and Grupp here for Lockport on the kill, but Ford and Garrigan with Braz and Landry and looks like Klein here on the power play for Skylands. That puck is fired on. It gets through to Fitzpatrick. He makes the save. Skylands setting it up here, very deliberate on this power play. Braz has it on the left hash marks. Goes down beneath the goal line to Ford. Goes back to Braz. Braz goes cross ice now. And Landry gets it. That's not Landry. That was Klein. Gets it to Civic. Puck is fired on Fitzpatrick, and he makes the save. Back to Civic. It goes at the left point. Civic goes and plays catch with Klein. Braz has it now at the hash marks. Oh, a nice attempt there by Garrigan on the deflection, but it went through the crease, and the deflection didn't happen. Then the puck is fired the length of the ice by Stewart, I believe, and both teams go for fresh legs. The only player left on the ice was Stewart. Now he goes off.
So 45 seconds left on the Lockport penalty to Eboy.
Skylands gets it out of their zone with the second power play unit. Puck is chipped by Santiago. I didn't see the other man that he had to beat. Otherwise, he would have been in all alone. Santiago and Kovtunov.
Killing a lot of time.
Coming out here. Santiago shooting with Kovtunov.
Oh!
And Ittering somehow made a save. Santiago and Kovtunov were 2-on-0 against Ittering. And
shorthanded.
It was a shorthanded attempt exactly that just, I guess it just wasn't to be. I think they might have been too close to make a move. Skylands winds up with it with a 10 seconds to go here on the man advantage, and they wind up going backwards, so that will effectively kill the power play for the Kings. Skylands gets out through into the neutral zone, and Duffy kind of just fooled his man.
Fooled him right off the skates.
Yes, he did. Bruce was expecting a hard check, and when he went to stop to avoid it, Duffy just kind of stopped as well, and Bruce lost an edge. Fitzpatrick makes the save, but it deflected off his stick in an odd way, and he was forced to make a second one on himself. This is Ferrara. Ferrara tips it along the boards past one and can't get past the second. And now, in a bad change for Lockport, it was almost a major, major breakaway attempt for Skylands.
Stewart with a nice poke check to keep the puck away from a number 11. I don't know who he is.
Number 11 be Vanderhoff.
Kept him from being able to take a shot.
Lockport still trying to get their offense woken up here in the latter half of the first period. Skylands skating out of their zone. Pass to Corrigan is connected on. He gets in down to the Lockport goal line, loses an edge, falls on the puck, gets up, and still fights for the puck. And now the only one to get the puck is Stewart here on the near side boards. Stewart gets it up to Sokol, who goes back to Grupp. Grupp plays it now with nobody in front of him. Plays it up the wall to Metzler. Metzler gets to the red line and dumps it into the Skylands territory. Ittering is back to play it. Sokol pressuring him. Up the wall it goes as Skylands is able to break out. After getting to just about the red line, they dump it in low, and it gets into the Lockport zone. And once again, Lockport has to start a rush from their own end. This is Stewart at the red line. Backhands it to Logar on the left wing side. Logar gets out of his own zone, gets the red line, gets the Skylands blue line, and finally dumps it in low, hoping for Lockport to set something up. Sinise in the far corner. The puck is shot around the boards to switch the side of the ice by Skylands. Nobody controlling play significantly here as the puck is in the King's end. It's along the boards. And still fought for. Finally, it winds up coming out to Logar, who shoots it and deflected off of one player. And then Sinise was able to try to get a shot on, but he fanned on it. And Fitzpatrick decides to hold for a faceoff as the puck was fired down the length of the ice and right on him. And instead of waiting to see what would happen when the players showed up on his end, he decided to say, you know what, let's take a break.
I think we discussed this last year. The double plural on the Skylines team can be confusing sometimes.
Yes, it is.
Because it is the Skylines Kings from New Jersey. Just a funny thing that I always say about New Jersey. You have family that live out there, that lives out there, don't you?
My brother lives in New Jersey, 15 minutes away from my brother-in-law.
Oh, so you have two family members living out there.
Yes.
Two families.
Yes. And my niece, I should mention that too, who's just a few months old. So, yeah, my brother is actually currently not even in the country. He's in the Air Force and deployed. So, and yeah, he flies the tanker jets, the mid-air refuelers.
Nice. They used to do that here in Niagara Falls.
I don't think they do that anymore, though.
No, we're a drone place.
Right. He flew those first in Vegas.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Okay. So, play continuing now. And it's bouncing around at center ice, and it winds up coming to Kovtunov. Kovtunov has the puck on the right wing side, fires it on Ettering, who decides to play for... Oh, my goodness!
Oh, and they score!
Ettering could not control that shot, and Santiago puts it right over him. At least I think it was Santiago. They're congratulating Bodami. So what exactly happened there?
I'm not sure, because there was a lot of traffic there, and it was a loose puck that kind of bounced over his stick about two or three times, and there were several sticks swiping at it.
We'll wait and see the official word. It looked like Santiago.
Santiago's got a big
point.
Smile on his face, so I'm guessing Santiago.
That does tie the game. Right now, the stats, you couldn't get any closer if you wanted to. 1-1, 12 shots on goal apiece, 3:45 to go in the first period.
When did that happen? Or did he give it to Bodami?
Ivoy and Kovtunov get the assist on the Bodami goal, so I apologize for being completely wrong, and we'll address the penalty.